A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked his disciples this question: "Who do people say that I am?" They replied, "Some John the Baptizer, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." "And you," he went on to ask, "who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." Then he strictly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man had to suffer much, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, be put to death, and rise 3 days later. He said this quite openly. Peter then took him aside and began to remonstrate with him. At this he turned around and, eyeing the disciples, reprimanded Peter in turn. "Get out of my sight, you Satan. You are not judging by God's standards, but by man's." The Gospel of the Lord. Things go better with Coke. This old slogan really sums up society's standards. And today, advertising is king. No matter what you possess, things will be better if you own this new product. The old stuff isn't good enough. Life will be better if you buy this, or if you eat that, or if you wear something new. Happiness is only a few dollars away. Own it for $19.99, and your problems will be solved. In today's gospel, Jesus asks his disciples, "Who am I?" He wants to know if they're beginning to see through God's eyes. For one brief shining moment, Peter sees and proclaims that Jesus is the Messiah. But the illumination flickers out, because before you can count to three, Peter is blinded again by earthly standards. He cannot see any reason why the Messiah would be rejected, tortured, and put to death. Surely the world would recognize the Messiah, the King of Kings, and put him on the throne. But God's ways are not man's ways. Jesus rejects Peter's admonitions. He knows that man's salvation must come out of sacrifice. Without pain, there is no gain. In our most recent liturgical readings, the church has put together Jesus' call for us to forsake the ways of the world and to embrace things of heaven. In the gospel readings of Jesus' miracles, lepers are cured, the blind can see, demons are cast out. Those Jesus chooses to perform miracles on are not the great and powerful, but the weak and lowly. Those without a voice in society. Just yesterday, the gospel reminds us that we should not judge by outward appearances. Do things really go better with God? We only have to look around us to see the answer. We live in a society where people are trying to buy happiness through their material possessions. Yet so many people are depressed, anxious, ill, unhappy, constantly trying to seek fulfillment. Worldwide, economies are on the verge of collapse. Companies that used to have huge profit margins are declaring bankruptcy. Is the world better filling its own way of great greed and immediate gratification? Doesn't seem to be. God's way of surrender, humility, trust in his divine plan may seem to people of the world to be a way of giving up. But in truth, it is a way of becoming more human, more in God's image as he intended us to be. Do we have the courage to say, "Yes, Lord, you are the Messiah. Your way is the path I will follow"? Do we have the courage to tell the world that an economy based on true need and not gluttony will lead the way to true happiness and fulfillment? That less is actually more. That what they are searching for can be found in the surrender of the cross. Because the true glory comes from dying with Christ, for only then can we share in his resurrection. Peter didn't learn to see the world through God's eyes all at once. He had a glimpse when he proclaimed, "You are the Messiah." We can take comfort from his example. We too can proclaim that Jesus is Lord, and do our best to see the world through God's eyes, to reach for understanding and wisdom. But when we fall short, when the way of the world seems to be overtaking us and blocking our glimpse of God's kingdom, let us remember our own slogan, things go better with God.